Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It is another Saturday morning. This one happens to be the 12th day of April. Time once again for a little bit of car talk. Car Care here on News Talk A30 WCCO. Good morning. Denny Long here. Let me introduce you. If you're new to the show, thanks for checking it out. Nick Stoffel is with us from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, Denny.
Nice day. Looks like spring has sprung. And how was the week at Lloyd's this past week?
It's been quite busy. You know, we're, I would say, maybe a week or so behind, so folks are starting to think about getting their car ready for the next season that we're beginning to transition into. It wouldn't be a bad idea to make an appointment with your shop or dealership or wherever you may take it.
Are people, I was going to ask you last week, but I kind of completely forgot about it. Are people, you know, we talk about before you buy a used car, get it into Lloyd's or where your favorite shop to get a used car check over before you spend the money. Are people doing that from time to time at Lloyd's?
They do, and you know, I can't agree with that. You know, if you're going to buy a used vehicle, you absolutely have to have it assessed, inspected, have somebody give it a once-over, a test drive. You know, used vehicles are so expensive these days. The last thing you want to do is buy something that has some significant costly problems. So to try to avoid that, have your shop give it a once over and give you some tools to kind of help negotiate the price of the vehicle.
Yeah, it's a great idea. If you have any kind of a car care question, maybe something you always wanted to ask a mechanic, by all means, or if you're having issues with yours and you need to bring it in for service, your car, your truck, your van, and you want to know what may be ailing before you bring it in, call us or text us, 651-461-9226. Again, 651-461-9226. Keep in mind, our time goes by so quickly. Nick will take his leave about 7:45, so we have about a half hour to answer any kind of a question you may have. So sooner rather than later is the phrase. 651-461-9226. Someone texted, I can't remember, it might have been a couple of weeks ago now, and I didn't make note of it, but I think it's a good question. When I think about a tune-up, that phrase, tune-up, I can hearken back to 100 years ago when a tune-up was plugs, points, stuff like that. What comprises a tune-up with these new cars these days?
Well, I think you're right. I think that term has kind of stuck around longer than it's practical because we don't really tune anything anymore. We replace components, you know. There's a maintenance schedule, as we always talk about, and then owner's manual say at a certain mileage interval, certain things would be done. I think the word tune-up going back, you know, like you said, 100 years ago, points, plugs, condensers, that kind of stuff was at a certain interval. So like if it was 30,000 miles or every 2 years, you did those things on a regular basis to keep the vehicle running well. Well, now cars kind of self-tune is maybe the best way to put it. As things start to wear, they know how to adjust and make up for it. So what we do is we follow that interval, and at 30,000 or 60,000 or 90,000 miles, there will still be some maintenance items due, which I guess we could consider a tune-up, but they kind of vary. Like spark plugs, for example, you know, years ago, spark plugs might last 30,000 miles. Well, now they can last up to 100,000 miles, so it's kind of a different a different time in the world of cars, which is better because they are better. They work better, better fuel economy, better emissions. But the tune-up, we just don't we don't have much to tune anymore. Most of it's kind of self-taken care of.
Yeah, that's amazing. I was talking to Nick in your studio there, your entryway, when I was getting my car worked on. And, yeah, I think we were talking about transmission flushes and spark plugs. And I think one of my cars is getting new. So, and I looked it up in the manual, which sometimes I do, the maintenance schedule. And, yeah, I think it was about 100,000 miles for plugs. That is just amazing considering what it used to be like. We have 651-461-9226. So looking at a video, of course, you know, on the internet, everything is true. And I'm not sure if this guy was pretending to be a mechanic or he owned a shop or whatnot. But he was saying something we do, we say here in the show, as far as conventional oil versus synthetic. Now, by all means, he said, you change your oil. That's one of the most important things. Change your oil. If it's conventional, I believe he said 3,000. I don't believe in this 10,000-mile change, whatever. So after he says these things, he said at the tail end of the video, and by all means, always buy premium gas. And I thought, wait a minute, that doesn't sound right. My question to you is, is there ever a point where premium fuel, if your car doesn't call for it, can that ever be a detriment to the engine?
No, I don't think so. If anything, it might be a little waste of money. You know, with a different octane of the fuels, kind of based on how the vehicle is designed, the combustion of the engine, the timing, the compression. So there's a lot of things we have no control over, just the way the vehicles were built. So when you see a lot of times a higher compression engine, you'll notice that they ask for that higher octane premium fuel, and that's to kind of help with that timing that kind of goes along with our tune-up, where the cars are self-timing. It's constantly trying to advance that timing to make the most of the fuel, and with the higher octane fuel, the premium fuel, they could advance that timing a little bit further, makes the vehicle run a little bit better. So if your vehicle calls for it, because people ask this question also, do I have to use it? Well, if your vehicle calls for it, you can try using the mid-grade or the lower grade, but if you notice a pinging or a lack of acceleration, maybe not running overall really, really well, you're going to want to up it back to where you were. If the car seems to be running fine, I think it's fair to say you can continue to drive it. But I think you'll notice if it's asking for premium and using regular, you'll notice it doesn't run quite the same. So you'll probably end up back using the premium fuel, which is a little more expensive. But if it helps with fuel economy, the drivability of the vehicle, it's probably pretty much a trade.
But again, go back to your manual, and if the manufacturer says use regular or premium, do what it says. Easy as that.
It sounds like we're a broken record on that.
Yeah, I know.
Look at your owner's manual, change your oil. It's true, though. If you were to do the maintenance, do those little things, it really helps the vehicle run well and keep on the road longer.
Absolutely. Again, 651-461-9226. Don't wait to ask any kind of a car care question you may have in mind. Here's one that came in a bit ago. I have a texter says 2011 Toyota Camry, low miles, 69,000 miles. The book says to change the transmission oil at 120,000. Should the Camry transmission oil be changed sooner due to the age of the car and or mileage, or just stick to the book, is the question.
That's a good question, because a lot of times they'll talk about mileage intervals and not time. So I would say I would take it in for service, have it assess and inspect that fluid. You know, as you know, with our seasons and the temperature changes, we get a lot of condensation, which can be collected in a lot of these fluids. So the fluid might not be used up, but it might be containing some contaminants like moisture and dirt and such from age, which also would give you a good reason to have that service. So I would say it's kind of a, you know, as we talk about the maintenance interval, it's a very good guide. Maybe your vehicle might need something a little bit sooner. Maybe your vehicle might need something a little bit later. But it's a good guide to kind of base it on. If it is a low-mile vehicle and it's got lots of years behind it, I would probably have it looked at and, you know, come up with an opinion from that.
Here's an interesting text that came in just a bit ago. Hi, Danny. Does Lloyd's have a checklist of things to check on a car if it has over 150,000 miles on it? That's a good general question. About somebody just says, hey, 150,000 miles on my car, would you guys have a look and let me know how, you know, where I stand?
Well, we're fortunate to have subscriptions to different references, and if there's an interval at that mileage, yeah, we can print it out. We can kind of talk it through. If we have a lot of history with the vehicle, you know, for an example, it might call for a cooling system or an antifreeze change at 100 some thousand miles. But you may have been in that last month having a repair done, like a water pump or radiator, when at that time those fluids were already changed. So if we have history of that, we're going to know that that's already okay because we had just done that. So it's really important when you look at these mileage intervals that you also look at the history of your vehicle to see, oh, I had this repair done, or I had, you know, I had a faulty ignition coil and they did the spark plugs. Well, you don't have to do that again because it kind of resets the clock.
Very good. Let's take a quick break. Invite our listeners to join in quickly. If you have any kind of a car care question, we'd love to hear from you. You can call it in, by the way, and chat with Nick if you like, or just send a text like some folks find it easy to do. 651-461-9226. We dropped a degree in the past hour. It is now 39 degrees. It's going to be a nice day today. Partly sunny, highs near 68. Palm Sunday tomorrow, expect a pretty good chance of showers, but highs again up there in the upper 60s. Right now, 39 and a few clouds on News Talk 830 WCCO. And good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Danny Long here, along with Nick Stoffel, ASC Certified Technician at Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Nick, we get a lot of listeners, of course, every Saturday. We appreciate that and them. Some of those listeners would love to find out how to find Lloyd's Automotive when they need the help. Give us the info there, if you would.
Absolutely. Of course, we're there to help, but, you know, if you live a little ways out, I promise you there's a very good and capable shop or dealership that can help you. You know, you don't have to drive across town, but we'll gladly help you, of course, but it's not necessary. Saying that, our phone number is 651-228-1316. And as you know, Danny, we're on the corner of Grand and Chatsworth, which is 982 Grand Avenue in St. Paul. And then finally, if you do check out our website, that's lloydsautomotive.net.
Great avenue to wait for your vehicle to get repaired, coffee, things, places to visit, to eat, to shop. Yeah, it's a great avenue. Grand Avenue. We'll get you that information before Nick leaves us, which is about 7:45 this morning. So, again, if you do have a car care question, call us or text us sooner rather than later. Here's the number for either 651-461-9226. A texter asks this. A friend of mine recently had to bring in his Kia because we couldn't get it to start, and I thought, texter says, maybe it was a fuel pump or a timing belt or chain, but he brought it to the dealer. This is where it gets a little confusing to me. He called it cement the block or gluing it. Never heard of that. What do you know about that? Does that make sense to you, what they're talking about there?
Well, I don't know for sure. You know, I have not heard cementing the block or gluing something, but they might be referring to. I know some of those vehicles have had some issues with the sleeves where the pistons ride in, you know, inside the engine, where maybe those sleeves have become worn from piston slap, which means that the engine's not rotating at the right frequency or at the right angle, so it starts to kind of wear and tear on those cylinder walls. And I know there's some cases where that causes enough damage where the engines kind of fail. But that would be my only insight there, but I you can't really repair that short of replacing the, you know, short block or long block of the engine. So I don't know of a repair that you could do that would fix that.
All right, I'm looking at this next text, Nick. Let's see. It's a 2019 Chevy Trax, 36,000 miles. The check engine says, evidently they had a reading here, PO420, catalyst system low efficiency, and PO506, idle speed low. What do you think is needed to fix? And what are those numbers are they talking about, this texter?
So when we check engine light comes on, there's going to be different codes that can be stored. You know, P0420 is efficiency of the converter, and that's a common one, unfortunately, that we see from time to time. And here's what the misunderstanding is, that when people get a code, they think that that code is telling them what part has failed. What the code is telling you, what the computer is seeing, and that how's that different is, so there's different sensors and inputs to the computer. It's collecting this information, these readings, whether it's a temperature, it's a speed, a mixture of some sort. It's reading all this information, and when it sees something that falls out of the parameters, it'll note like, oh, this parameter's out of sync. It'll flag a code for that, and there's a number associated with that code. So that 420 code means that the converter is not working efficiently. so it thinks. It could also be a misreading of something like an oxygen sensor, which is an input for that. It could also mean that there's a leak in the exhaust system allowing air through that it's not expecting. So, you know, you have to be very careful because people come in, they get these readouts from some of these parts stores, which is helpful, but it's not all the answers. And then they'll give them a code and a list of like the most common items, which it may be one of those, but the next step is absolutely to diagnose what's really going on so we're not just throwing parts at a vehicle. So I would say in this particular vehicle, it could be the converter, could be an oxygen sensor. That low idle is a little interesting. Maybe the throttle body, throttle plate needs some cleaning, which is a maintenance item, not horribly expensive. So I would say next time in for service, mention that, have them do a little diagnosis and make a recommendation.
You know, Nick, as you know, from time to time, we talk about a check engine light and when it's solid or flashing. Maybe you could give us a little bit of advice because, you know, once someone sees that on their dash, it's like, oh, wait a minute, what does that mean? Because it doesn't tell you specifically what could be wrong. And correct me if I'm wrong, but it could be a number of things, right? What advice would you give somebody initially when that light comes on for the very first time?
So my rule of thumb with the check engine light is, the light is on, the vehicle is running fine and normally, make an appointment, get it in, you know, whenever you can. If the light is on, it's running poorly, you need to be a little more important with that. You need to get on that schedule the next day or so if all possible. If the light is flashing, that means that the vehicle's computer system has identified what we call a catalyst damaging misfire of some sort, which can be significant. If you continue to drive it, it can get much worse. So if the light is flashing, you need to stop and call a tow truck, have it towed in. I know it's not convenient, and it can be expensive, but I promise you, continuing to drive the vehicle can make it much more expensive. So the light is on solid, running fine, get on the schedule. Light is on, it's running poorly, get it in quickly. If the light is flashing, you need to stop and have it towed.
Yeah, if it's flashing, that's, immediate. All right. Tell you what let's do. Let's take a quick break here. We have more texts coming in. If you have any kind of a car care question before 7:45, let's hear it. 651-461-9226. From News Talk 830, WCCO. Good morning. Welcome back to this portion of CCO's Car Care Show. Danny Long here back with the ASC Certified Technician Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul answering those car care questions. We have a few yet. Before you take your leave, Nick, so let's get back to it. This listener says, love the show, thank you. With all the electronics here, she says, in vehicles now, any idea how long they can sit without running or using a trickle charger before they will not start? So all the electronics in these newer cars now, is there a possible drain here and there, I guess they're asking?
Well, yeah, there's going to be a little keep alive with a lot of the different systems. I guess the easiest, my rule of thumb would be if you're going to leave a car sit for more than a month, I think it's fair to say maybe you want to get a trickle charger on there. Because obviously if it's being stored for a month, maybe it's for the season or maybe you're traveling. Will it be okay? It might be okay, but I think the battery would be most satisfied if you keep it kind of fully charged. So if it's going to sit for more than a month or 2 months, you put a trickle charger on there, which kind of tops it off. It's not really a battery charger. It's called like a maintainer. And there's just a little bit of a float there, just a little bit of current to keep the battery topped off, which will kind of help, first off, for it to start once you get back to the vehicle and kind of help the life of the battery. You know, batteries have so many life cycles of charge and discharge, and you don't want to waste that with the car just sitting stationary.
Yeah, good point. This listener says, my mechanic told me I have a small rack and pinion leak, and I should keep an eye on it. How long typically before it has to be replaced, they ask?
Well, with any leak, you know, you can check the fluid in the reservoir. If the fluid's getting low and you're topping it up and it's becoming a little more often than you'd like, that's kind of a good tell sign. And a sneaky thing about a rack and pinion that we don't always realize is that there's boots that kind of protect the tie rods. So if that seal is leaking, a lot of times those boots are filling up with the fluid. And so you might not notice much on the ground, but you'll notice that the reservoir is getting low. And like, well, where's this going? Well, it's because it's collected inside that boot. You take it into the shop, they raise it on the vehicle, and with the suspension travel like that, a lot of times it'll kind of leak out then. But if you're adding fluid and it's becoming more often, I think it's a good idea. Keep in mind, especially with power steering now, the rack and pinion is leaking, but the power steering pump needs the fluid to create the pressure. So if it's getting too low, you're getting air into the system that's really hard on the pump. So now if that causes damage to the pump, your repair goes from just a rack and pinion to a rack and pinion and a pump. So you know, you keep that in mind. Is a lot of times we have to kind of plan and schedule, budget for some of these repairs. Make sure you keep on top of it so the repair doesn't become larger, more costly.
Very good. Let's grab a phone call this morning, Nick. I think Tom is checking in from Crystal, Minnesota this morning. Tom, thank you for the call. What is your question for Nick?
Morning, Nick. And I have a 2013 Toyota Avalon, nicest car I've ever owned. I have trouble with my tire pressure monitoring system light. Sometimes it's on and off. Sometimes it flashes. I try to keep like 35 pounds in the tire. It says 33 on a door jam, but it is so intermittent. I don't know what to do with it.
No, I hear you. That can be really frustrating. So a couple things you touched on. Inside the door, it'll have a placard that gives you the minimum PSI. And I think you said it was 33, and you want a couple of pounds above that. I agree with that 100%. Therefore, you can kind of deal with the adjustment of temperature and tire pressures changing with that temperature. The other thing I would tell you, though, is I would next time you're in for service, they can take their little tool and ping and check each sensor. I suspect that one of the batteries is getting low on one of those sensors. So intermittently, it's not reading correctly. They're not sending the signal to the computer. When the computer doesn't see that, that's why that light starts flashing. So I think next time you're in, have them check all four sensors. They're going to identify one of them having a weak battery. They'll replace that sensor, and I think you'll have your problems will be solved.
Very good. Thanks, Tom, for the call. Reading a text to Nick that says this, I'm hearing, texter says, that the Chevy pickup trucks and SUVs with the V8 engines that have the dynamic fuel management system are having problems with the lifters making noise and sticking as the engine gets mileage on it. Have you seen vehicles in your shop with this problem? Do you have any advice from a maintenance perspective to prevent this problem? Have you heard about that?
I have, and I think it's maybe an issue that they're hopefully resolving. I think for several years they've had issues with those lifters collapsing, which creates excessive wear on the valve train, can ultimately damage a camshaft. It can be very, very costly. And the best advice I can give, which you can probably can quote me here, Denny, frequent oil changes, good quality oil, good filter, and that will help. It's not 100% foolproof because we still see people that do all that maintenance that run into some troubles, especially as you get more miles on them. So I would just say keep on top of those oil changes and, you know, pay attention to your vehicle. If you notice something odd, have it looked at, have it assessed, because if it's a matter of just replacing the lifter or such, that can be a little more cost effective than having to go through replacing a camshaft or something even deeper within the engine.
You're going to have to help me with this next text. 2021 Tacoma V6 Super Truck. All is according to spec, but drive is not responsive. Have put in K and N shifting, not the cure. What is the best option? What is this texter saying?
It sounds like they're having hesitation when they put the vehicle into drive. It's a new enough vehicle. I would probably circle back with the dealership. Maybe there's a service bulletin. Maybe there's some software updating. You know, it's funny when these vehicles become more and more computerized. You know, like our computers at home or our laptops, it'll say there's an update due. Well, sometimes cars might have an update. Maybe the manufacturer identified an issue there, rewrote some software that kind of help with that kind of problem. So I would say circle back with the dealership, inquire on any kind of updated software, follow their lead. You know, there's a lot of products out there on the road that we get questioned about from time to time. It's a matter of preference. You know, like I've said 100 times, you cannot fix a car out of a can. You absolutely cannot. But can you do some maintenance out of a product in a can? Absolutely. Some of these cleaning agents or detergents do a fine job, but always refer to your owner's manual. If you're using these products, make sure you follow the instructions as they describe, because some of these chemicals are very strong and can create different problems that we don't want. So I always caution people. I'm not a big fan of it. I think if you do the little maintenance along the way, it'll prevent a lot of that.
Nick, I think we have time for one more text, and this kind of goes back to what we were talking about earlier this morning. Texter says this, I had a check engine light scanned at one of the, quote, big box auto stores. I was impressed with the details of the report. I'm a bit of a do-it-yourselfer and wondering how much I can trust the results. In this case, it showed a VVT solenoid. How would you address that one?
So we kind of touched on that earlier. We get these codes, and then what they do is they print off the most common parts that they sell associated with those codes, which is helpful, but that's not a diagnosis. You know, it can be misleading. You know, like, for example, the VVT code, oftentimes we see those codes, it's because it was low in oil. And then so when it's low on oil, that system doesn't operate properly. The computer identifies that, flags a code because it sees that system not working correctly. Well, it doesn't mean that system's broken. It means that something else wasn't allowing to work properly. In that case, it was low on oil. So I would say I wouldn't assume anything. If you have the ways to, you know, with, you know, a little more advanced scan tool, you know, these code readers that they use at these stores are fine. They give you the basic information, but it's just that, just the basic information. Those things cost $100, $200. The tools and equipment that we have cost thousands of dollars, much more in depth, much more detail, allows us to kind of dig deeper to figure out what happened and why. So it's a good start. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to talk you out of that, but I'd be very cautious of start buying those parts on that list because they may or may not fix it. Once you install those parts, they're yours. So now you've just kind of wasted some money.
That's right. Good advice. Nick, we are plumb out of time. Let's do this again next week. But in the meantime, if the folks need the help at Lloyd's, how do we find you?
Yeah, of course. If you have a question, need some advice, don't hesitate. You can reach us at 651-228-1316. If you happen to be in St. Paul and Grand Avenue, we're at 982 Grand, which is on the corner of Grand and Chatsworth. And then, as always, Danny, do check out our website, which is lloydsautomotive.net.
I will do that very thing. And can we get together next week?
Well, we can try. during the work weeks, actually, as I told you off air, Big Nick and I are taking a few days off, which I'm really excited about. So this will be a good trip for me and the big guy.
Now, where are you going again?
Well, my wife and I are headed to California for a few days, and then we're doing this little journey through the desert, which I used to drive while I was in the Marine Corps. So we're headed from Palm Springs up to Las Vegas. One of our parts vendors has a convention there, and Big Nick and his wife are meeting us there. So we're going to have a few days of just adult time without any kids.
Outstanding. Well, have a good time, and it'll all, of course, remain in Las Vegas. Okay, Nick, we'll talk to you when you're available. How's that?
I'll be back, Daddy. Don't worry.
I know. Week from today. Next stop from Lloyd's Automotive.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean... I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay. Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.